hello, hello. Welcome to Be Bold America. I'm your host, Jill Cody. Our program today is Natural Consequences, Intimate Essays for a Planet in Peril. Natural Consequences is a collection of 42 environmental essays. These essays variously encourage readers to get out in nature and restore our relationship to the land in order to better recognize the challenges of climate change. Collected into six sections, these personal narratives explore the threats of fire, drought, development, and fracking. These essays are thoughtful vignettes and are fascinating historical interpretations that clearly lay out our challenges, and they offer local, regional, and global solutions to reduce the natural consequences of our actions. We have big things to do. Our very special guest today is Char Miller. Char is the W.M. Keck Professor of Environmental Analysis and the History at Pomona College. Professor Miller is a publicly engaged historian and widely active in efforts to address environmental issues and provide historical context to climate change. He is the author of over 15 books and has written numerous op-eds and commentaries for The Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, and the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to Be Bold America, Char.
Well, thank you, Jill, so much for having me.
Well, I've been looking forward to this discussion because next to democracy, the climate crisis is my next love or challenge or right. Passion project or whatever,
right.
Or button.
Right, and they're deeply interconnected, as it turns out.
Aren't they? Aren't they? So, Char,
yeah.
To begin, just to follow up on that, I wanted to ask your opinion about how you think the midterm results will affect future climate policy. In other words, Char, if you were going to write an intimate essay today, what would you say?
Yeah. So, part of what I took away from the midterm elections was really focused on state legislatures, not so much the Congress, although the congressional results were for those of us who were Democrats, were a hell of a lot better than most people anticipated. And so I think what And we'll have to wait until December 6th to see what Reverend Warnock is returned to the Senate. But if he is, that gives the Democrats a really powerful voice, body to continue to do the work that it has been doing, and makes it much more difficult for members of its own party to sort of disrupt some of the work that the Biden administration and Congress has done. So on that level, I'm pretty hopeful. But even more so, my wife and I and others were deeply involved in state legislative actions, not in California, because the California legislature has been pretty progressive relative to others, but trying to stabilize elections in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, in Arizona, and Nevada. And it turns out, as I think the book is sort of driven by this story at one level, it's far more important to focus on local things like legislative initiatives at the state level, as we have learned from the abortion struggle, than it is necessarily to focus on the midterm elections at the national level, in part because these are the places where we live, and we have probably a bigger bang for the buck and really a greater impact if that's where we put our time, money, and energy.
Well, working for municipalities for much of my career, I also think at the local level, the city council level can be very impactful.
Huge.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how
do
you think
totally
the House, having gone to the Republicans, how do you think that's going to affect our climate policy?
Well, I think it's really interesting to me that the closer the two parties are in terms of their numbers, the more they have to talk to each other.
Yay!
And so, there are members of the Congress on the Democratic Party who've been pretty effective when the Republicans are in control. One of them, Jared Huffman, up in Northern California. I don't know quite how he's done it, but he's managed to do a lot of bipartisan bills that get into law that really obviously help his district, but also set the kind of as a kind of template. These are the kinds of things that we got to do. And so part of what I'm hopeful about, I'm not sure it's going to happen, but if they want to get anything done, and that's not really been the Republicans' métier of late. Governance is not really something they're interested in. Power is, but not governance. Nonetheless, anything they want, they're going to have to come to the Democrats to get. And that's when you start to see the legislative process of juggling and compromise that actually will work well for the Democrats, assuming they'll be united.
Oh, I like your viewpoint very much. And I also wanted to share with you, you had written a line in, I think, in the introduction of the book that hit home to me. I wanted to share with you that many years ago, maybe 30, 35 years ago, my mother told me that she felt that in her lifetime, she had seen California trashed. And then I feel in my lifetime, I have seen the planet trashed. And you wrote in your book, "We have been a rampaging visitor that has trashed this good earth." You want to just spend a little bit expanding on that?